Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day of this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when everyone is still reeling. I'm not sure that's the right word, or applauding or reacting in some way, and including just reaction with frustration at the boredom and the repetition and the complete closed door that seems to exist whenever people talk about issues like so-called gun violence. I've never fully understood why the issue should be gun violence rather than violence in general, except when it's part of Joe Biden's sweeping activist agenda. Today, with a big event in the Rose Garden, a number of fairly meaningless executive orders being offered, we're told we're making progress, quote, against guns. This is part of the kind of sweeping, transformative agenda that you would expect after a president gets a mandate. But where exactly is Joe Biden's mandate? That question is asked pointedly and effectively in a great column in the Wall Street Journal yesterday by Lance Morrow. Lance Morrow is an author and a journalist whose essays have appeared for many years in Time magazine, where he wrote over 150 cover stories. He is currently a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, and I enjoy reading him regularly in the Wall Street Journal. Lance, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure. You at the beginning of your piece, it's a fascinating historical summary. You talk about America reinventing itself. But when America reinvents itself, as it did in 1828 after Andrew Jackson won the presidency, as it did in 1860 after Abraham Lincoln won the presidency and then we won the Civil War, and as it did most recently with the New Deal in 1932 after President Roosevelt won, these are all leaders who won commanding majorities. There was no real mandate, clear-cut message from voters, was there in 2020?
Well, that's my point. I mean, this country has been pretty precisely divided right down the middle. I mean, it's like a diamond cutter's precision, just 50-50. One remembers in the year 2000, the hanging chads in Florida, the absolute 50-50 equal division of the country. So in circumstances like that, this continuing 50-50 situation, you would think that the administration would be a little, and particularly in the middle of a pandemic, would be more cautious about claiming a mandate, claiming that it is has the right to turn the country upside down and transform the society with all kinds of initiatives. What they're doing is using the cover of the COVID and the general turmoil on many fronts, including, of course, the racial front. They want to use that turbulence to try and push through a transformative agenda, and I think it's really a mistake. I mean, I don't have any quarrel with the idea that, for example, the infrastructure of the country needs attention, very serious, very very serious, expensive attention. But the way they're going about these things seems to me all wrong. And then also you have a question of competence involved here. I mean, there seems to be an aggressive kind of incompetence at work, for example, in the border policy. They come in booming for all the advertising, you know, come on up, and then all of a sudden we've got this tremendous crisis down on the border. I really worry about the the drift of all this. And I think
I do too. I wanted to respond to, I thought, one of the interesting insights you had in your column. The column is called Joe Biden's American Grandstand. And you were talking about him like a Dick Clark who was spinning the records for much, 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 much younger people who are dancing to the music. And the idea being Biden is by far the oldest president we've ever had. And he seems to be trying to impress the world with basically this baby boomer urgency and activism. And here's the point I wanted to make is you made one of the last examples you made of America reinventing itself was during the 60s with the youth revolution and the anti-war movement and the civil rights movement. And what's interesting to me is I was thinking that that was the one example you gave from our history of all your many examples where there was also no mandate. What election was there in the 60s that gave the Woodstock generation some kind of indication of a majority in this country? Never happened, did it?
Yeah, well, that was, of course, that transformation was a wide social transformation in the incredibly complicated chemistry of the 60s, the war, the racial situation, and so on. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there was the big mandate was Lyndon Johnson's in 1964. And, of course, he said, we're not going to send American boys to do a job that that the Vietnamese boys ought to be doing over in Vietnam. The election of 68 was very, very close between Hubert Humphrey and Richard Nixon. There was this tremendous generational split in the baby boom generation. And so, you're right. There was no mandate except that there was this tremendous, so-called counterculture. There was this tremendous media. It was a media phenomenon to a great extent. But that was a transformation. And it didn't really work out that well. It certainly changed the country. But
it wrecked the Democratic Party, and that was the point that I would make. It culminated in George McGovern running against a very vulnerable president, Richard Nixon, and carrying only Massachusetts. He couldn't even carry his own state of South Dakota. And the question here is, you're saying that Joe Biden is trying to show that he's a hip with it, modern, youthful kind of leader. Is he falling into the same sort of trap that the baby boom leaders did, not recognizing that there really is no mandate for it? He's trying to work on behalf of the sort of sweeping changes that Americans don't really appear to have that much appetite for.
Well, that's the problem. You know, a good leader does not set about dividing the people. And one of the problems, of course, is that the role that the media, the mainstream media, play in all this, because so many of them are backing or are totally on board with the Democratic program and the deterioration of some of our major news sources has been very depressing and very considerable. And so you have this pseudo consensus on television and so on. You have the Amen Chorus on Morning Joe and programs like that are endorsing views of things like race, critical race theory, the various Biden policies on immigration and so on, endorsing those views when in fact
they do not represent any kind of clear majority of the country. That's the point of Lance Morrow's fine piece in the Wall Street Journal Joe Biden's American Grandstand. Thank you for joining us, and keep the insights coming. We'll be right back. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, we covered before on this show, and it is so astonishing. It is so astonishing, the takeover, and that's not too strong a word, of a couple of public schools in Seattle that are trying to reopen, trying to allow their students to continue to participate. The takeover of those schools by homeless encampments. And one of those schools is the Broadview Thompson Elementary School in Seattle's Bitter Lake neighborhood. I know exactly where that is. Parents in the area say people started camping right behind the school's playground last summer. But now the group has swelled to more than 50 tents. That means it's increased in the 3 days since we talked about this. There are 10 more tents. Used to be 40 tents. Now they're 50. The parents recently sent a letter to the district of the city asking for help. And multiple school board members responded, we demand that sweeps never be used. So, in other words, you're stuck. And one of the parents told Channel 7 Cairo News, told Didi Sun of Cairo News, that I just think it's a recipe for disaster. I knew it had gotten out of hand, but I didn't realize how out of control it was. To have my daughter running around, not to pass judgment, but usually with homeless encampments, there are drugs, which means needles and all kinds of other problems as well. The story, multiple Seattle school board members, including board president Chandra Hampson and school board chair of operations committee, Zachary DeWolf, shared a statement on Facebook saying in part, "Our students deserve to see adults in their lives behave compassionately. We demand sweeps never be used on school grounds, adjacent to school property, or elsewhere in the city." Sweeps can never be used against homeless people who are occupying parks, schools, vacant land? This is insanity. At least there's one part of the country that I think is worth looking at, which is in Elk Grove, California, near Sacramento. They actually have a different idea, trying to encourage homeless people to at least do something about the mess left behind. This is clip 11. Listen.
One of the most common complaints about homeless camps is all of the trash that's left behind.
But tonight, a unique way in Elk Grove to get the homeless to clean up after themselves.
It's an unusual idea, a city paying homeless people to keep their camps clean.
As far as I know, we are the first.
Homeless in Elk Grove can now cash in by bagging up trash, helping get rid of the eyesore that encampments often create.
We need to reduce the amount of public complaints that we're getting.
We'd go there and it would just be a massive mess and we'd spend hours just cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. But now we go there and their bags are ready for us.
I was shocked, in all honesty.
The city now pays people like Ashley Ross with $20 gift cards each time they tidy up their tents.
Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I don't care, you know?
Mom always told me, you know, you got to pick up after yourself.
Okay, this is a positive development. A little bit more about Elk Grove, California. Listen.
They actually don't like it to live like this, so having that sense of community and pride and keeping their area clean has really shown.
So what's the price tag on this project?
The cost of running this program for over a year has been under $10,000, when we might have run through that in 1 month previously just doing the regular cleanups.
There are even some unexpected benefits.
What we've discovered with our incentive program is that we're actually building relationships. They're excited when we come every other Wednesday for junk and rubbish cleanups.
And the idea is now getting attention in other cities.
We've had other jurisdictions that have expressed interest in creating a similar program, looking at the savings that we've had and the impact on our community.
Okay, it's a step in the right direction, but not a very decisive one. It doesn't really apply to school grounds, does it? I mean, let's say you tried the same sort of thing at these Seattle public schools where there are big homeless encampments. Would that make it any more acceptable for people to be living in tents where your children are trying to go every morning to learn? I mean, make it a little bit better. This is the school board members demanding the city of Seattle don't ever touch those precious homeless camps on school property. This audio from Cairo TV Channel 7. Listen.
This homeless camp with dozens of tents is right behind Broadview Thompson Elementary.
I knew it had gotten bad, but I didn't realize how out of control it was.
For parent Serena Evans and many others, how close this encampment is to the elementary school is a problem. She says she's seen drug deals and fights.
To have my daughter running around and know that, not passing judgment, but usually with homeless encampments, there's drugs, which is needles.
Parents with kids at Meany Middle School, right next to Miller Park, have similar frustrations. You can see some of the campers are actually on school property. I caught up with Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin today and asked about these concerns.
CDC regulations said we had to leave people in place, and it's having significant impacts on communities.
She said the city has been doing outreach for weeks here at Miller Park.
To move people out of the park into somewhere safer and to clean up the park. We've been working with the school district on trying, as you know, their property. They have the responsibility for working on it. And we've been trying to give them some of our assistance.
Multiple Seattle school board members, including the president, shared a statement on Facebook saying, "Our students deserve to see the adults in their lives behave compassionately. We demand sweeps never be used on school grounds, adjacent or elsewhere."
Okay, sweeps are out. I'll tell you something else that's out. A couple of world leaders neglect to give up their seats for a woman. And it is now an international incident involving actually one of the most dangerous countries in the world. We will cover that for you. Also, the idea of a Missouri man getting 12 years in prison because he tried to buy a little tiny 3 10-millimeter units of a chemical weapon, enough to kill about 300 people. Why did he do that? And he's a teacher, by the way. Sounds like Breaking Bad a little bit, no? But we will get to that story. And more, a new series of allegations, and this is getting to be like, so it's another day, another accuser of Andrew Cuomo. But this one, more serious than the rest. We'll tell you why and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael MedVet in a moment.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
And with that, President Biden is signing a series of executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence. The president is limited to what he can do regarding gun violence without broader action by the House and Senate. Senators will soon take up the House-passed legislation expanding background checks, but it faces a tough road in the tightly divided Senate. Republicans are criticizing the White House for focusing on Central America in their fight against illegal immigration. Congressman Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania said during a trip to the Texas border that the president and vice president are ignoring the impact on American border cities.
I call on the vice president to come right here as well and hold these kinds of conversations.
This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are times in which I think even people who are very, very skeptical about law enforcement, people on the left who want to defund the police and pull back on our enforcement of even the most fundamental laws that order our society, have to say, well, this is why we actually pay people and what we need them to do. The headline over at the New York Times, Missouri man gets 12 years in prison for trying to buy a chemical weapon, got my attention. A Missouri man was sentenced on Tuesday to 12 years in federal penitentiary after he twice tried to purchase a chemical weapon on the dark web and to pay for it with Bitcoin as part of a plot to poison a woman who had ended a relationship with him. Okay, the woman who had ended the relationship with him, they had been out three times. They had three dates. And then she dumped him, saying, this guy is out of his mind. And then he proved it. Prosecutors said that when he placed the orders for dimethylmercury, Mr. Cesar, his name is Jason William Cesar, he's 46, used the name of a youth who had been placed in his custody through the group home company that he had been working for. Okay, does this sound like the kind of guy that you want to place a youth with to learn how to be an adult? Exposure to a few drops of dimethylmercury, a highly toxic compound, can be fatal, according to the American Council for Science and Health, or one of our sponsors. A permit is required to purchase the clear, sweet-smelling liquid, which has few uses outside of scientific research and is classified as a chemical weapon when used in a way that it was not intended. Its lethal effects have received widespread attention for their role in the death of a professor at Dartmouth College after a lab accident. Mr. Cesar, back in 2018, ordered 3 10-millimeter units of the chemical, enough to kill 300 people, for the equivalent of $150 in cryptocurrency, according to investigators, who said that during a search of his home, they found writings about his being broken-hearted and vowing to do harm. Here's a section of his writings. "They say I should let it go, but my hatred's just too strong. Letting go of anger is the right thing, but it makes me feel so strong to be angry. I dream about you ending. You burn up in flames. You suffocate on your own blood. Your soul is completely drained." That was addressed to this lady who had made the mistake of going out with him 3 times. He expressed remorse in court, his lawyer said. Investigators said that Mr. Cesar had been the custodial guardian of 2 minors and had used various combinations of the first, middle, and last names of one of them on the orders for the toxic substance. The youth said Mr. Cesar had told him that he wanted to be an assassin, a perfect role model, and kill those who had wronged him in the past, including Mr. Cesar's ex-wife and the woman who broke off her relationship with Mr. Cesar after 3 dates. Mr. Cesar had previously attempted to purchase dimethylmercury on a legitimate basis, but had been unsuccessful. I hope he has complete rehabilitation in prison. And speaking of prison, sorry to laugh. Let's go to John in Aberdeen, Washington. John, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, long time since I called you and heard you on the radio. Glad they're back on it, out here at least. But so defunding the police. I'm a proponent for defunding the police. When I speak to people about defunding the police, we aren't talking about having no law enforcement. We're talking about defunding the police. In Washington, you can defund police departments and move those funds over to the constitutionally viable sheriff's office that would take over municipal patrols, municipal law enforcement, and it would seem rightly so. Police transport felonious criminals or suspects to sheriff custody and county custody for trial. The best the city can do is what?
You're in Aberdeen. Aberdeen isn't Grays Harbor's county, is it? It's what? Which county are you in?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're Grays Harbor's county. So I understand that in a town like Aberdeen, which, by the way, has a very high crime rate.
Not really.
And, I mean, actually, it does. In terms of, we were just going over this recently with another listener in Aberdeen. But in any event, home of Kurt Cobain for people from outside the state of Washington. Your idea of using the sheriff's department instead of local police might make some sense in a city like Aberdeen, where there's just going to be so much more resources. But for big cities, defunding the police is a disaster.
Big cities like Seattle would find benefit in it as well. Big cities like Seattle, King County would find benefit as well. King County Sheriff is a wonderful resource for Washington.
Okay, just something about the crime rate in Aberdeen, which could be improved. With a crime rate of 45 per 1,000 residents, Aberdeen has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes, from the smallest towns to the very largest cities. One's chance of becoming a victim of either violent or property crime here, and this is in where you live, is 1 in 22. I hope you're never a victim of crime. But, see, most of the people who call for defunding the police are not calling for, okay, and we'll give all that money to the sheriff's department. What would be the point exactly? Why do you have more confidence in sheriffs than in police officers?
Sheriffs are elected officials and responsible to the people. If a sheriff's department is becoming corrupt or abusive towards the populace, the sheriff can be unelected or can be replaced in an election, and somebody else can go in there and clean it up. The sheriffs are directly responsible
right.
to people.
Now, of course, you can do that with the mayor.
Police are directly responsible to the mayor, and in order to replace a police chief, you have to replace the mayor.
Right. Okay. I understand that, but I really do not believe that when you're talking about a big complex city with different neighborhoods, you're going to be able to take county resources and establish sheriff's offices in every neighborhood in Seattle. I think it's an interesting idea, and it certainly makes more sense in terms of defunding the police than just taking money away from them. And John, I appreciate your call. And I hope that the sheriff in Grays Harbor County, whoever it is, can do something to help, seriously, with the crime in Aberdeen, which I hope gets better. Okay, speaking of getting better and crime, Andrew Cuomo. It is unbelievable, because I think the reason it isn't getting at any more coverage is how low can you go? But the story coming out has to do with activity, which if it is proven in court, it's criminal. And it's incredible. We will get to that and much more coming up on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Medved Show. Up to now, I had thought that all of the charges against Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, seemed to indicate that he was a pretty bad guy. Now, I believe he's nuts. I mean, and dangerously nuts. He should not be allowed anywhere near a political responsibility. Please just listen to this, and this is from the New York Times, which actually has always been a fairly supportive of Governor Cuomo in all of his three terms. Yes, he served three terms as governor of New York. Up for re-election? Ha! Coming up. A woman who has accused Governor Cuomo of groping her in the executive mansion gave a fuller account in a published report yesterday detailing how she believed the governor had groomed her for months with a series of tight hugs, gropings, and sexually suggestive comments. She said in an interview with the Times Union of Albany that Mr. Cuomo asked about the status of her marriage, recalling that at one point last year the governor told her, "Oh, if you were single, the things that I would do to you." Gifted conversationalist, too, isn't he? Knows just how to charm the ladies. The groping incident followed later in 2020. And 2020 is just last year. It's just months ago. The groping incident followed later in 2020, said the woman, an administrative assistant who still works at the Capitol and who spoke on the condition of anonymity. In late November, that's just weeks ago, as I said. She said the governor summoned her to his second floor office at the executive mansion. The woman said that Mr. Cuomo closed the door and then reached under her blouse. Quote, "He pulled me close and all I remember is seeing his hand, his big hand," the woman said in the interview. Moments later, the governor grasped one of her breasts over her bra, leaving her so confused and so taken aback. You think? More than confused. She told the Times Union that she told the governor, "You're going to get us into trouble." She said he didn't know what to say. It was pretty much like, "What are you doing?" she said. He said, I don't care. I'm doing it. There it is. The alleged groping in the governor's mansion was the most sexually aggressive allegation, and it was forwarded to the state attorney general, Letitia James, who's overseeing an inquiry into sexual harassment claims against the governor. There are nine of them now. Many of the state's Democratic leaders have asked Mr. Cuomo to resign, with some of those calls coming following the groping allegation. The woman said that after the governor had groped her, she told him, "You're crazy," a comment that she said seemed to hurt his feelings. He turned around and walked back to his desk. He didn't say anything. I walked myself out to the front door, and nothing was said, the woman recalled. It was almost like I felt like a piece of garbage to him. I felt degraded. The governor, a third-term Democrat, has repeatedly denied touching anybody inappropriately and pleaded with New Yorkers to wait for the outcome of the investigations into his behavior before passing judgment. On Wednesday, his personal lawyer, Rita Glavin, reiterated these points, saying that the people of New York know the governor, and they know his 40 years of public service and in the public eye. At another point in 2020, the woman said the governor asked if she would do anything with anyone else. When she responded no, she said the governor said, "I'm single, and I'm ready to mingle." This is because the governor had broken up with his longtime girlfriend who was living with him in the governor's mansion, the celebrity chef Sandra Lee, in September of 2019. It goes on. But the question here is not only how awful it is and how abusive it is, and when these people are working for you and they're working for the state of New York and they're being paid by the taxpayer, aside from groping her, and there's more about different gropings and more and more and more and more. Aside from any of that being true, if he really said, "I'm single and I'm ready to mingle," he's 63. He has daughters, twin daughters, who I believe are older than this employee. And right now, it's just a question of, where is your mind? Where is your balance? There's another woman who, actually, it's the same woman, said that Mr. Cuomo brought up the incident at the very end of last year after she took dictation one night at his Capitol office. Near the end of it, he looked up at me and he said, "You know, by the way, you know, people talk in the office, and you can never tell anyone about anything we talk about, or, you know, you can't tell anything about anything, right?" The woman recalled, I said, "I understand." He said, "Well, you know, I could get you..." No, he said, "I could get into big trouble, you know." I said, "I understand, Governor," and he said, "Okay." Okay, we're talking about impulse control. We're talking about emotional illness, and we're talking about stuff that's deeply problematic. I'll tell you, Lee Zeldin, who is a congressman from Long Island, has announced he's going to run against Cuomo, and he's a Republican. He's a conservative Republican. He is articulate. He is forceful, and I don't think he's crazy. Andrew Giuliani, Rudy's son, is also apparently running. He's a former press aide to Trump. I think he's going to be hurt by this fact. Cuomo won the governorship because his dad was a famous office holder in New York. If Andrew Giuliani becomes a serious candidate, it'll be because his father was a well-known public office holder, and actually a darn good mayor of New York. Meanwhile, speaking of darn good, there's a big new science fiction movie coming out tomorrow, and a movie opening wider across the country and in theaters called Chaos Walking. It might be worth your consideration. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The struggling human settlers on a distant planet find that all their secret thoughts become both visible and audible to everyone around them. In a science fiction movie starring Daisy Ridley of Star Wars and Tom Holland of Spider-Man, it's called Chaos Walking. Now available for rent on various streaming services.
Every thought in our heads on display.
It's strange to see everything you're thinking.
You know, it was strange for me, too, not knowing what's going on in your head.
Director Doug Liman, best known for The Bourne Identity and The Edge of Tomorrow, does a terrific job with world-class special effects, thrilling chase scenes, and some potent surprises. Yeah, some of it's very strange, but this is much more than just a weird sci-fi film with a gimmicky premise. Rated PG-13, though some of the violence is graphic and disturbing, 3 stars for Chaos Walking.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And Chaos Walking is actually a pretty good film to group together with The Voyagers, which comes out tomorrow. The Voyagers stars Colin Farrell and Lily Rose Depp, the daughter of Johnny Depp. And it's actually fascinating. Both films have the same premise, which is that Earth becomes uninhabitable, maybe because Andrew Cuomo gets reelected as governor of New York. But Earth becomes uninhabitable, and they establish a colony on a distant planet. In Chaos Walking, that colony has already been established. In Voyager, it's about the 86-year voyage that a group of very young people have to go on to try to found that colony. There's also a film which is one of the great Philadelphia movies ever. No, and I say this as a guy who spent his first early years in Philadelphia. It's where I was born. And this one stars Idris Elba. It's a true story, which is amazing, about black cowboys in North Philly. And the film is called Concrete Cowboy. And it's moving and might be worth considering. And there's more. A big, new, lavish, very long documentary, an exploration of the mystery that is QAnon. We will cover that and the latest Melissa McCarthy comedy and much more. All coming up next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.